Madaya Light is Puerto Rico's beer of choice, and it can be hard to find if you're not on the island. Last month, the beer arrived in Connecticut just in time for the summer heat. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Karen King reports, many Puerto Ricans on the mainland are excited to get a taste of home.
Manuel Sastre can't even believe what's about to happen. He's hot, he's covered in sweat, and he's about to walk out of this Hartford liquor store with 2 6-packs of ice-cold Madaya Light. It's been way too long.
18 years. I haven't been in Puerto Rico in 18 years.
And now you feel like you're...
Oh yeah, I'm back in my island.
The cans are the color of a gold medallion, and they, like Sastre, are sweating. They're smaller than the average 12-ounce beer can. That's so the beer doesn't get warm before you drink it. Because when it comes to Madaya, Sastre says there's only one way to have it.
Cold, cold, cold. Better than Coors Light, Coronas, and all that stuff. That's the best one.
For the record, there's no such thing as regular Madaya, only Madaya Light. The beer has been around for decades in Puerto Rico. It's all over the island, from beach coolers to roadside bars. And now it's gone global on the Billboard Hot 100. It's in the hook of Calma by Pedro Capó and Farruko. But it was nearly impossible to get Madaya on the mainland until the company started selling it in Florida last year. And now it's in Connecticut, too. William Quiros is a sales rep for Hartford Distributors, where forklift operators are unloading a truckload of Madaya.
It's something I've been waiting for the last few years. And I'm so happy and proud, me being Puerto Rican myself, and having a beer that's coming from my mainland. Is just an honor to be out here.
Lots of Puerto Ricans call Connecticut home, so there's always been demand for Madaya here. But Kira says that demand grew even more after Hurricane Maria forced thousands to leave the island and come to New England. And he says the beer is going fast. His company says it's double what it anticipated. It's all about nostalgia.
Just drinking Madayas and then listening to the little music and eating the pernil and the rice and beans and, you know, it's just... This brings families back together.
I mean, it's nothing special. It's like comparable to a Bud Light or a Busch, but it's just that piece of home that, you know, brings you back.
That's Adrian Rodriguez. I met up with him outside a liquor store across the state in New Haven. He ended up hauling out a 24-pack, stocking up for his next trip to the beach.
I'd like to go down to the Sound and bring a case of Madaya and sit on the beach and feel like I'm home.
The beaches on Long Island Sound in Connecticut aren't exactly the same as the white sands of Puerto Rico, but Rodriguez says Madaya will make the distance between them much shorter. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Karen King in Hartford.